right.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is, well, Sunday, September 11th, the day that we'll live. We will not forget. But this is 2022. You know, I still have a bank that has a slogan out on the side of the bank that says, September 11th, we will not forget. You're like, really? Yeah. What won't you forget? You know, forget what happened? What happened? Right? Well, don't you be a conspiracy theorist and try to tell me that a bunch of Muslim guys hijacked some planes with box cutters and ran them into a couple buildings and the site of, the Pentagon? Yeah. You don't try to give me that kind of conspiracy theory. You know, I don't believe it. Whatever. Who cares what I do? I'm Steve O'Brien. That's Alan Crutcher. Man. What do you think, Alan? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me give you the phone number real quick. 512-248-8252, I believe it is. You know, I don't give out the phone number too often. You know, we got about 30 minutes. We'll be taking your phone calls. There's a lot of things that I want to talk about, right? You know, I like to talk about the weather, you know, and which is funny because one of the things when you sit there and tell somebody 9/11 was an inside job, they come back to you and go, hey, man, you know, would you think it's going to rain? And they want to talk about the weather, too. Not the way that I wanted to talk about the weather. But one of the things I don't want to talk about, I guess I'm going to talk about real quick here. And there is some interesting angles to this. And I've been over inundated by this story ever since it happened on Thursday. All you hear is all the blah, blah, blah about the queen and the king. And they're wonderful. They suck. And I go, I don't care. They're, screw them. I don't care. I just do not care. Alan has an interesting perspective. He's actually been following the guy that they claim is a prince, this guy named Charles. You know, his life is over in, where has he been living? And this is great, folks. You got to get this. What city is he living in, Alan, or was living in? Alan Crutcher.
I guess you can't hear me.
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, no, his residence has been over in Romania, in the Transylvania region of Romania, is where
so he's been living in Transylvania, right?
Yeah.
Like, I am a monk of Saxon blood.
And, you know, I was watching one of my weird stations yesterday. And I played this little clip on Farron's show, and he's now King Chucky the Third, he's standing up and he's giving this little address to, I'm sure it's a very select audience, and he says, you know, I'm glad to, proud to be here in Transylvania, and you know, my great 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 grandmother was a direct descendant of Vlad the Impaler. So, you know, I'm just proud to say that I have a small stake in this country. And everyone laughs, you know, and he kind of smiles, too, you know, making the joke about, you know, Dracula and the stakes and everything. And then he says, and my great-great aunt was the beloved Queen Maria or something like that of Romania, you know. So, you know, once again, folks, you know, this is the royals, you know, the black nobility, whatever you want to call them. They go back to the Merovingians or, you know, you can read all the different histories and the familial lines and where these people actually came from, and their wealth has persisted, and they have played games with the rest of the world forever. It's like the British monarchy, Juan Carlos of Spain. He's not Spanish, and the English aren't English. You know, they're from the Saxe-Coburg Gotha, you know, line. They're Germanic heritage, you know, and not saying that Germans are bad, because before they were German, it came from somewhere else. These people's lineages have persisted through time, and their wealth and their power persists with them. They live a complete different life than what most of us think of as a normal life, and how normal people think and how they live their lives. They consider themselves far above us and far superior, and they play games with us like a damn cat plays with a mouse.
Yeah, so celebrate. You have a new king, somebody. I don't.
There's a lot of people over in England. They're saying enough with the monarchy. We don't want the monarchy. There's an anti-monarchy movement over there now that the Wicked Witch is dead. You know, there's a lot of people. It's gaining some traction, so there will probably be another massive
good lady. She liked kittens.
Over there to stop it.
She liked kittens. She was a good lady.
Yeah.
Sorry. I get where you're coming from. So that's probably we're gonna have to deal with this in the future, but not necessarily today. Or whatever. Mike in Kentucky, welcome to the show. Let's see where you want to go. Hello, Mr. Mike.
Good morning. In the interest of public service, NASA would like to remind everyone that as we get toward colder weather, you should keep a close eye on your kerosene heaters, because just about everybody has that grandma that left their kerosene heater unattended while they went to church, and it melted down through the floor to glow in the basement for weeks, and the fire couldn't be put out. So,
well, at least it kept the house warm.
Be very careful with your kerosene heaters. This has been a public service message from NASA.
Wow.
Okay, and along that line, Mike, don't pull your gas powered generator inside your house when your power goes out and start it up inside your house so you have electricity.
You know, every winter, just whenever there's a big like ice storm that like covers St. Louis metropolitan area or some big metropolitan area, there's always, you know, some young guys that get the idea, let's just bring the barbecue grill in here and light up that charcoal.
Yeah,
we'll have a party. Mm. And they find them passed out or dead from carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what do they call that? The Darwin Awards? Have you ever seen the Darwin Awards or heard about them?
Yeah.
Or you can go back to Forrest Gump. You know, stupid is as stupid does. You know, you just can't fix it, really.
Well, and fortunately, I guess, in some cases, they've taken themselves out of the gene pool. So we don't have to worry about them breeding more dumb people. It's like self-imposed eugenics.
Yeah, well, and it's not that we're uncaring or anything, but, you know, you really can't fix just you know, brick wall stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a feeling. Go ahead, Mike. Okay. I just think that I have a feeling that a lot of that stupid was programmed into them, so it's actually software. It's not hardware.
Yeah.
It's not their body.
Right.
It was something, the thoughts that they were given, and then they built on those as they were kids, right? Like, it's all going to be okay. Yeah, but we're about to walk off a cliff into the lava. No, just go ahead. Do it.
Don't interrupt me. I'm taking a selfie. Yeah,
you can argue that Boy Scouts, you know, in the movie, what was that movie? Conspiracy Theory with Jerry as played by Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Yeah.
Yeah, he gets all upset with. I guess he's showing Julia Roberts around his apartment, you know, and he says they bait and pile all the boys and they Betty Crocker all the girls. They put you in an easy bake oven and you come out, you know. He's being all upset about how the public school system, you know, programs everybody. But, you know, at least the Boy Scouts were into, a lot of them anyway, the troops that I was involved with, were into a little bit of what used to be common sense, you know, how to camp and how to start a fire and, you know, being safe with your knife and your hatchets and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
But what used to be common sense, you know, 100 years ago, well, gee, I think I can make it home with four nails in that horseshoe, you know. Nowadays, it's, don't you know any better than to run that McAfee software? It's bloatware.
Right.
It's a common sense now. Keeps you in touch with your cyber geek friends or something. It keeps your blue screen devices running. That's what's common sense. If you don't know how to do that, well, then you're a derelict
You know,
it's hilarious when you bring up computers. You know, I see more and more people talking about how Microsoft, the failed company. You know, they've been making failed operating systems since forever, right? But then that doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter that it's not good. It fails. And then the people will ask me, the computer guy, well, why did it break? Well, you bought Microsoft. Come on, man. How many years have you been screwing yourself? Well, what else can I buy? There's lots of solutions.
That's called a successful business plan, guys.
Mike, what was that?
Bill Gates, the disk operating system in 1986, his uncle.
Well, somebody gave him the money.
Somebody gave him the money.
Mm-hmm.
He probably didn't deserve the position that he was given, but he was somebody the CIA could.
And he wrote all the code for the first basic operating system, right?
Oh,
allegedly.
He went to
what was it, New Mexico, to the dentist's office that built the computer, and he brought a bunch of geeks over to a hotel, and they all wrote a program to be the first basic operator, basic, right, which is
basic computer programming languages, but I had basic,
yeah.
I believe.
Microsoft basic.
Well, okay, Microsoft basic. I was going to say I had basic computer programming before anybody knew anything about Bill Gates. I mean, nobody could afford an IBM computer, and I don't think people thought it was going to become this big standard PC platform like it is, you know, and the x86 architecture and all that. No, we played around with Texas Instruments TI-99s and Commodore VIC-20s, I think it was, and then there's the 64. So,
the only programming I ever did, guys, was on the mainframes at the University of Arkansas, it was statistical programming. We used Fortran. That's the only experience I've had with programming.
Fortran 77, made on the 1977 edition, Fortran 77. But what I'm getting at is this, you know, nobody really understood. There wasn't really a super duper standard for computers until somehow or another the PC became dominant about, what, 1987? You know?
Well, kind of. VAXs were really pretty dominant. You know, the VAX was a system. The VAX Digitals, VAX. The VAX existed until the 90s, the mid 90s, and you'd have a VAX cluster, a cluster of VAX machines that would be up for years. Right, you're like, okay, so, and it's always available, and it did your shipping, your receiving, your accounts receivable. It did everything that a business needed, right? And it had little terminals.
From my perspective, because I'm so much younger, I guess, and when I got into computers, I'm talking at the consumer level, you know, which is mostly interesting.
Yeah.
What was that? Like the Tandy? Was it Tandy?
Oh, the Trash 80. Yeah, that's what they called it. The Trash 80.
Oh yeah, but they made leather wallets because that was the Tandy company. I love those guys because what you got is a bunch of hippie geeks.
They made leather calculator patches for all their calculators.
Tandy was created as a leather company. They made kits.
So that's why they had these nice leather pouches for their calculators and their different instruments and stuff. Yeah, I think they.
Sure, until they didn't, but it was the Tandy company, right? It wasn't Radio
Shack.
They even
had a radio, transistor radio with a leather pouch on it. I never realized that. When I call in on RBN, it's a wealth of information.
I know, so donate. Go to RBN.com and click on the buttons. Jam that button. Yeah, to actually support RBN, it is an important place, so I don't want to belittle that. It's crazy.
Be careful this winter with your kerosene heaters because NASA has photos that kerosene can melt steel and it stays glowing hot for weeks.
Wow.
But, everybody needs to remember that this winter because we had some big volcano go off in the Pacific. So,
I have a story about that. what you were just talking about, and you know, it was from a few weeks ago, but it was a 9/11 story. Two sisters, but we got Sherry in Kansas, so appreciate you calling in, and we'll get back to kerosene here in a little bit. I think,
you know, hey, Steve, you know, we also had a glowing basement on 9/11 21 years ago, didn't we? Yeah.
Oh, I figured out what I was getting at. I was trying to be covert.
Yeah, you were sneaky. Sneaky Mike.
I didn't know if 9/11 was banned or not. I think some talk shows don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, well.
Distractions. Like, when are we going to have a King Charles Chucky doll? I mean, that would be...
now you're banned. You said Chucky. Just kidding.
Sorry.
You're
hey, you
good.
Got other callers. I'll let you go.
That's okay, just all
take
dolls
care,
play, Mike. Just
it
all
is.
Dolls play. Yeah.
We're just screwing around. But I do have a story we'll get to at some point here, maybe. Sherry in Kansas, hello. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, fellas. I caught that right off when Mike said that. I was kind of surprised you guys didn't catch that.
Well, we're kind of slow.
You need some more coffee or something, man.
Maybe so.
Hey, I'm going to make you jealous this morning. It got down to in the 50s up here last night.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, had a little bit of fall, but it's supposed to get back up in the 90s next week. Or this week.
Hey, actually, right now, it's 75 outside right now, so it's almost cold here.
We're doing pretty good. I mean, we calmed down a little bit in the mornings and the early afternoons. And, of course, I am, expecting a cold winter, and I have no basis in facts for that, just my trust of the weather from the last 2 years.
You need to chase down those woolly caterpillars and see what they're looking like. That's what
yeah.
Say, you know.
I was going to go try to find facts on what the winter is going to be like, but then, really, who's I going to ask? Right. Oh, the Farmer's Almanac. Which one?
Well,
right.
You know,
okay.
The old Farmer's Almanac, I don't think they're so as accurate as they used to be because of the weather manipulation, you know?
Yeah.
But,
yep.
I did my own little experiment on that this last time, with this last ice storm we had this last winter. Like I said, there was still ice out there, and it should have been melted. I was walking around in a T-shirt. So I came in and got two ice cubes out of my refrigerator and set them out there next to that ice. And my ice cubes melted, and the other ice was still there. So you tell me there's something not weird about what's going on.
Yeah.
And,
you know, I feel sorry for the grazing animals because all that crap's going on the grass.
Yep.
Yeah.
You
know? Oh, no, we're grazing animals, too. You
well,
know,
yeah.
We might not be eating this stuff, but we're screwed.
Yesterday I caught a documentary on the We're All Family on Press TV. Did you happen to see that, Alan?
Yes, I did.
Hey,
yeah, that was quite
that
interesting.
Especially
that was quite interesting, yeah.
Yeah, the very last part, they talk about how, you know, the English people are screwed in trying to get rid of the monarchy because all the people in Parliament have to take an oath to the monarch.
The queen or the king.
Yep.
So they can't even dispute. And she brings, let's see, she has input and basically veto power on whether or not a bill comes up in Parliament. And even after they pass it, whether or not it becomes law, it doesn't become law until she gives her consent or something.
She's dead.
Right. And there's some council, you know, that supposedly, you know, is involved in that also. And you know what I did find interesting, Sherry, was that they in that little documentary, they actually brought up the House of Lords, but they presented like the House of Lords has no more say so than the House of Commons or less, which I find
hang on
really
folks
silly.
That's the music. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. When it does, I know it's on, it's you and I. The music plays.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
All right.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, September 11th. Wow, we're here again. Anyways, we got Sherry in Kansas. I believe you're still on the line. You still there, Sherry?
Yeah, but that's pretty much all I had to say that about that documentary. I thought that was very interesting.
Kind of odd you mention that because it's actually playing right now, Sherry.
Oh. You know, maybe those people ought to get the Romanoff treatment, huh? Get rid of them all at one time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling.
They're pretty useless.
I'm told.
Somebody made a point. I think it was Robert Revolt saying that, and I tend to agree with him, that this Prince Harry being over here in the States, he's probably running an op.
Meghan Markle, yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
That's all I
had. Thanks for calling, Sherry. We appreciate it.
Thank you, my queen.
My queen. Dun-dun, hair queen. Just kidding. No,
we are royalty. I'm the king of jade. She's the queen of jade. No?
Oh, all right. Well, let's move on to Dave in Massachusetts. Sorry, I kind of like bumped past you with Sherry on accident. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Boy, I think we're getting at a point right now where the best thing we could do, I think, is cancel our TV subscriptions till the end of the year. I, for one, don't want to turn that damn thing on and see a bunch of inbred debutantes celebrating the new king and all the royalty issues all over there. I mean, there's nothing on TV right now that's healthy for anyone. We need to unplug from that, reconnect with people. Parents got to pull their kids out of these schools that we know we're not going to be able to fix for years to come. And we really can't afford to graduate another class of little Marxists. This is a pretty contentious time, and unplugging, I think, is going to be a big part of it. I think back what happened over there when the austerity measures from Agenda 21 started hitting over in France and areas like that. And as soon as they took Facebook off, the people, it was like snapping out of a trance. They dumped into the streets, and things really started to happen. So we got to unplug. In my area, I just stopped, talked to a friend of mine yesterday. It owns a storefront in a plaza in the center of town. And some group came from the government came and set up a big table. In this particular plaza attracts many of the folks that are, you know, it's got a dollar store, a lot of cheap stuff for people that don't have a lot of money and on public assistance. And they were literally giving out a tablet and a cell phone with service to anyone with any type of government assistance. It's critical that they have people plugged in to technology. I don't know what instructions they're going to deliver. I don't know how they're going to co-op bank accounts and accounts of all kinds. But our part of our demise is going to be our connectivity, I'm convinced.
Yeah, I believe you. One of the things that I had nightmares about having a rectangle back when Obama was president is, you know, when he pushes the button and all of a sudden you get the face of Obama showing up on your phone, I'm going, damn, I'm going to throw this son of a bitch against the wall, right? Okay. But it's like unplugging. That it's a constant effort. Even if you're Alan, right? Because he does have two pieces of technology. He has the telephone and he has the satellite, right? So does he unplug the satellite? That would shut off RBN too. It would shut off all of his news feeds from around the world. You know that he was just talking about. Is that included? I mean, for me, I don't have cable. I don't watch traditional over-the-air stuff. I might watch here and there.
The internet is a double-edged sword. There's both good and bad there. The TV, I've got no use for. There's no TV programming that I have any real value. I like a couple of nature shows because they're a little bit real. But other than that, I place very little value on network TV. The internet, as an adult, we should be out there using that, researching and understanding, feeding our brains. We've got to be careful with the kids. We know there's predators out there, so it's a double-edged sword. But been part and parcel to killing this nation. People really do obey their TVs.
Well, you know, Dave, it's like, our good friend Andy in Texas here, you know, he said to me several times, he said, you know, what are we going to do? He said, you know, if we don't stand together, we're going to die alone. And I say, no, Andy, let me correct you on that. We won't die alone. We will die interconnected. The connectivity is slow suicide. You know, you might be alone physically, but everyone will be interconnected because they cannot shed themselves of their devices. Most people will go catatonic. It'll be like a heroin addict not getting a fix.
I think there'll be some culture shock at first, but the connectivity will live on, but it'll be a local, personal connectivity. Like
hey,
the old
you want
days.
To hang in? You want to hang over the break?
Sure, I'll stick with you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back. It's in my head, I can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The DOJ is appealing the decision to appoint a special master in the Trump case. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Yes, the Justice Department has appealed the ruling on a special master in the Trump Mar-a-Lago case, saying that the investigation could be irreparably injured by a pause. Really? The DOJ didn't seem bothered by a pause when they waited 3 months before the raid. In fact, the DOJ didn't seem bothered at all when Trump cooperated back in April. What damage could possibly be done by waiting for an independent third party to review the seized documents? Maybe the Department of Justice just doesn't want an independent third party to see the stuff at all. We already know the FBI took documents protected by the attorney-client privilege. What else may they have taken? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
So here we fight all through the night.
All right. We're back. Hey, phone lines are closed. We've got people in the queue. Go ahead and hang on the phone line. We'll get to you. But we're not taking any new calls as of this last 30 minutes. We're trying this. It's kind of something new. Anyways, Dave in Massachusetts was on. We're talking bad about programming and televisions. It's evil, right? You know, Dave. I can't even watch a lot of shows that they come out, even though they kind of appeal to me with their little fancy, you know, they got a new Lord of the Rings, and I love that series. But they have all this racism written into the show. And I'm kind of like,
It's written in everything. You can't avoid it, from children's programming, comedy, drama, science fiction. It's willfully and intentionally unavoidable if you go through any of the formal networks in big corporate entities. They're all on board in what's going on. It's into the schools now. It really is just a wet blanket, and somehow we got to avoid it and speak out boldly against it. This tolerance baloney, they soften their target for the last decade, getting us used to this buzzword tolerance. And man, are we paying the price now that we tolerated things that we can't go back on now, it seems. You know, you question this gender stuff, then you're a hateful person.
Right.
And they come right after you. So if we don't all speak with boldness now, I'm not sure that we're going to be able to speak in opposition at all pretty soon.
I don't, all you have to do is be a white male and you're evil, period.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
You know, anybody that argues that point hasn't been paying attention and still is not paying attention. You know, it's like, sorry, my hackles are up. What do they call
it? Yeah, you know, I make a concerted effort. In the area that I live right now, I'm the minority. There's a lot of Hispanics where I'm at right now. And I made a pointed effort to begin reaching out and networking with these people. You know, they're largely conservative, too. Some are awake, some are not. But I'm not going to let government and their TV sets drive a false wedge in between me and the people in my immediate vicinity. They're going to see me and hear me, the real me, not the fear-mongering. And I'm going to try my damnedest to galvanize these people around liberty. You know, they want to be left alone, raise their own kids. You know, there's if we let government do that, and that's their number one, is to create race riots, really. Let's come right out and say it. They're trying to create race wars so that we devour ourselves, weaken ourselves. I'll have none of it.
And Dave, you know, like most of the RBN audience, you know, and even the people you talk about, you know, that you know, that it's a war on whites and this, you know, these guys, it's like they see what's going on, and they're not white supremacists, they're not racist, you know. It all comes back, you know, if you want to call it to, I hate to even say this, JFK, you know, and it's not the color of a man's skin, it's the character of his person. You know,
yeah.
Look, there's good and bad in every. I mean, there are a lot of bad white people out there that are just pieces of crap. You know,
they demonize.
I don't want anything to do with them. But a color of a skin means nothing to me.
Yeah,
I look
that's
for
old
character.
Thinking.
It shouldn't.
That's old thinking.
It shouldn't be any of us, and it doesn't. That's the thing: is the racism will never go away. There will always be batterings of it here and there. But by and large, it only exists in media.
Right.
You know, to the extent that they're saying, they make it sound like it's a horrible plague on our free nation, and it's not. They're just fanning the flames and trying to make it look that way. And sadly, people that only watch their television will believe that there's white people or black people or brown people out there to get them.
And it, you know, it goes beyond just, you know, the color of a skin. It goes, you know, man and women, tranny, you know, homosexual, or lesbian, you know, pedophile, you know. They keep us at each other's throats. Divide and conquer is one of the easiest and most effective strategies to create and keep a population in disorder so they cannot get together and create a unified front. It's one of the simplest weapons of war.
Dave, thanks for the call. I want to get the last two calls in, you know, but I really appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
All right, no problem. You guys have a great show.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, thanks. Okay, let's move to Dave. Dave in Nevada, are you still there, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, so anyways, what you guys are talking about with...
the cheat?
Mass media and I guess kind of television and mind control. I think the internet and cell phones are just, to me, they're another extension of what's been known as television. It's another form of television. I remember when the internet first came out years ago, like in the late 90s, and people started getting their smartphones and stuff. And I think people thought there was like this optimism about the dissemination of information, how there would be more diversity and abundance where you can now pick and choose your information and it would make for a freer society. I don't think that happened.
No, it didn't.
No. What that does, it does allow you to gain information. But also, you start looking at certain sites. They're tracking everything you do, and it categorizes you, and it allows them to get a real good understanding of who's looking at what, and make you predictable. Basically, they know where the trouble spots will be. they know the people that would be very compliant. You know, who's looking at what? You know, who are you interacting with? You know, they know all your friends, who your email lists are, you know, everything else. So, yes.
Yeah. It sucks.
I think people were so optimistic about it, they just thought, they forgot the fact that it's a tracking system. They didn't even look at that for a while. And
I still get the whole, you know, that thing's, and you shouldn't have that app on your phone because it's listening to you. Well, I don't have anything to hide. That's the number one, you know, excuse that I hear, right? When I tell them, you don't want the McDonald's app, right? You know, it's watching you. Well, I don't care. Oh, okay. That's great.
And guys, I hearken back to this little plastic thing that I've got here. It's called 20Q, and all it is a big logic chip. And you think of an item, and it'll ask you 20 questions. Is it flat? Does it get wet? Does it have legs? Does it have fur? You know, and just simply, you know, very very innocuous questions. You know, not real specific on anything. And I'll be damned if like 90 to 95% of the time it will come up with, if not exactly, very close to what, you know, you're thinking of, you know, a platypus, you know, something, you know, some weird off the wall thing, you know, or an arrowhead, you know, and it'll ask you questions, and it will basically almost. And this is what little insignificant bits of data can do, you know, just bury things that you don't think are important. Data and enough data points makes you very predictable.
Right. And so, I don't know. I just feel like this optimism over technology was overblown because I think people really thought that we would get richer, like there would be an abundance of wealth because of technology. But it's not. It isn't the case at all. In fact, it's gone opposite, the complete opposite of what people thought technology would do. And I don't buy into this idea that, oh, well, technology can be used for good.
Or
I understand. Yeah, well, like, I understand the argument. Yeah, you can use something for its own end, but people have to realize that, I think they realize that it's actually, the technology is actually controlled by the hands of a few. Just like everything else, like the money system,
or the
so vote. What does it matter?
It's kind of like voting for the lesser of two evils, you know.
Right.
Whichever one wins, it's still evil. It's just less evil.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I kind of agree with the Amish, like the way they live. I don't believe in their. I don't know exactly what their religion is, but
their
a lot
decisions.
Of the things they do.
I don't believe in a lot of their decisions. I like some of their methodology, right? For going, okay, well, we like a horse and buggy because this, and what don't we like about a car, right? In that logic and how they put that together, and we like power for our barns. We don't want power in our house. Why? Right? And they have these reasons. It's an interesting methodology, but, you know, Dave from Michigan talks about them all the time.
One thing I love about that is it's like when automobiles started coming out and the old guy is standing there and he goes, when you can get one car to mate with another car and make another car, then I'll think about getting a car.
That's Tesla's next move, the reproducing AI electric vehicle.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll let you guys go. Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate you. Thanks, Dave. Last caller, Lauren. Lauren in Ohio. From Ohio? In Ohio? I don't know what that's proper.
Hey, they already have reproducing nanotech. It's in a whole bunch of vaccinated people's bodies.
Yeah.
It's self-replicating. It's
but you structured. Can't drive it to the store. Right?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, they're already, you know, the goo syndrome thing. They say, you know, they'll start replicating themselves until they use up everything on the planet. Anyway.
And Steve, it can't drive you to the store. Yeah. You can't drive it to the store, but it might be driving you to the store.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
But... You guys are right. Hey, you can't live evil. Live is to wait to do the things the way God says do them. And you have life and that more abundantly. Evil is the exact opposite of love, live, and it's what they've got us doing. Put a mask over your face. You know, give your kids shots of poison. Eat poison food. You know, the drill. So the deal is we need to have that unified front. You know, you guys are talking about a unified front. Unified front is for defense. What are we going to do for offense? How about uniting in truth in defense of the Constitution? Their job is to uphold and defend that document. To the extent they're not doing it, they're committing treason. Arrest the traitors for treason. I mean, we can't have mobs of people just running off to arrest these people, especially, you know, you got, somebody was saying, I can't remember what show I was listening to, but they were talking about going and killing the doctors that gave them those shots. You know, because people are pissed. They're bashing out windows. People are mad. But the thing is, we just have to take it in the chops for what we've allowed them to do. They stole our money. They enslaved us. Yeah, okay. But what are we going to do to change it? And that's what I'm about. You know, take those children out of school. Give them a real education. Show them. You know, they don't get into drugs. They don't get into hating mom and dad. When you tell them and explain to them how the game works, that system that everybody is part of and willingly so, that system is the system. God says, come out of her, my people, and be separate so you don't partake of her sins. And destruction.
But you say this, right? Take them out of the schools. You say take them out of the schools, right?
Yeah.
I get that, right? And most people that are listening to RBN, well, don't have kids, don't have them in their schools. But it's good for us to hear, to remind us to tell that to our other friends when they're at a point of, I can't believe the kind of stuff that's going on in schools. Well, take them out. Well, I remember COVID and all that, but it gives you talking points. You know, I do get it. And you make some great points about, like, Sri Lanka, right? So they had, like, the 5-star Greenotopia Wonderland prize, right? And now they can't do any food. They waited way too long. Andy reminded me yesterday that you were talking about that last week when you called in, about they waited too long. What happened? The government broke their entire ecosystem, right? They can't produce food.
But they had a 98 ESG score, Steve.
But they're dead now.
But check this out. So here's the thing. In our communities, and I know you've got a crappy sheriff, Alan, but my point is, you still have
everybody
city councilmen. You have school board members. You have,
they're,
you know, prosecutors.
Crappy.
You have people that, if you take this information into them and you film them getting the information and you repeating and going over the information with them, what you do is you make them liable, and then they either are complicit or they're going to do their job.
They're very happily complicit.
I understand but they're not publicly. Wait. The Bible says expose and overturn. Why do they lie to you in the media? Why do they keep
We had one good guy got on city council. He actually got elected. He was going to talk about the damn CAFR funds. Where's all this money? You know, and he got on, and he wasn't a week or two. And the IRS and the newspapers came out with articles, and they got him recalled off city council.
When you do the approach where you're trying to get some savior to run for office and save you. I'm saying the people, all of us, we go to our friends, our family, our neighbors. Hey. You know the judges. You know the prosecutors. These people are somebody's mother, somebody's friend. They went to school with somebody. What I'm saying is take this information, put it in front of them on tape, and if they do, and then put it up on the web. The only reason they're getting away
Steve would go down and video our city council meetings and put it up on FBG Live.
My time of doing that is done, and there are others that are doing exactly what I do and exactly what you're talking about, Lauren.
It's
moving on, and they're having progress, regress. I don't know. It made a bunch of the critters quit.
What's the alternative to exposing? that these people are doing this? Why are they hiding that they're not taking any action? They're sitting there letting the border be open. They're sitting there letting you give COVID shots to kids, even though
you know they have their secret agenda behind closed doors. They're doing things because they want to get them done, and somebody's telling them what they need to do, and they need to do this to get money from these guys and this and that, and they have to do.
We are the opposing force, though. And
yeah,
as the opposing force, we have got to open our mouths, put the evidence in front of people. Look, man, I lost my whole family, a big chunk of my family over this. So, you know, I get it. I get that it's painful, but there is no other alternative except to expose and overturn and to force them. I'm telling you what, we're seeing a lot of action. Just lawsuits, affidavits, you know, FlemingMethod.com. You know, taking that affidavit to the state attorney general. These people are responsible for the murder, for the democide that's going on, and action's starting to be taken. What I'm saying is if we could just rush it up a little bit, you know, really, you know, take action
in your immediate family, that's something everybody
can raise their hand to right now.
We have not given up, Lauren. We're all fighting in our own way, in our own circumstances.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like what you're saying.
No, I know. I'm just trying to pitch in.
You are. Thank you. You're a contributor. I like it.
and I love your passion.
Yes, Stephen, I love you. You said we about something, and I should have written it down, but you said we something, and I said, no, it's not a we.
That's true. You know, you definitely can use that one on me because I've used it on you. But we should all be cognizant of our words that we project, right? And that wasn't a criticism. I remember Farron was telling me a couple weeks ago, he liked a show that was on, and he says, who was that guy? Oh, my God, who was that guy? And I go, I don't know. And I asked everybody that I know that listens to RBN, and who was that guy? And I finally got the answer, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he's doing the John Stadtmiller show on Thursday night. But then Farron sent me back in a message. Well, he should really say his name a lot more. I'm going, hey, you're right, and I should say my name a lot more. I'm Steve O'Brien, but you know, whatever. I don't care that much.
I'm the King of Jade.
He's the King of Jade, and are you, Lauren, do you have a title? Lauren from Ohio.
I just go Lauren from Ohio. Sick people will find you, and, you know, I'm out here doing my thing, so I can't.
That's fine.
Yeah, but let me just say this one thing. The Unified Front is in defending the Constitution means that those people that are sitting in those offices, even though it is a corporation, it is not the Republic, they are not following the rules because they don't have to, because they're into a statutory law. I get that. What I'm saying is most people don't know and understand what's going on. They've kept them in the dark. They've dumbed them down in school. They've limited their exposure. What I'm saying is a couple of well-placed, factual pieces of information publicly given to the people responsible to take care of these things, your sheriff, your prosecutor. I get that we're sick of dealing with these people. What I'm saying, deal with them by holding them to account. We showed you, you did nothing. It's like the doctors getting sued right now and the hospitals that you know, told people take a shot or lose your job, $10.7 million for one. I mean, people are starting to get there. We can get there. But I'm I'm really... They're getting ready to, let it rip, guys, in October.
I know.
I've got a new nickname for you, Lauren. And take this into good. We're going to call you Sassy. And take that, you're a woman with a lot of passion that's got a lot to say.
Well, you know what? That's better than your, what was the other one? Overbearing bitch. I can't remember the first part of it. Remember
really?
When we were talking?
That's terrible.
But you know what? I said, you know, sometimes you have to be overbearing. Fire, get out of the house. Yeah I'm not going to whisper.
Hey, I'm going to take the last few minutes. I love you too. Have a good Sunday. You know.
And Steve, I'm going to call you because I want to talk to you about computer stuff. That was cool, what you guys were talking about the old programming and the computers.
Sunday's a really bad time.
No. I wouldn't call you today. I'm just telling you.
But yeah, anytime.
I'm going to be coming your way. Okay. Take care.
All right.
I'm going to go listen.
You know, one thing is, you know, Lauren's right. That is a path. Here in Fredericksburg, it's been done. It's been done. It's being done. It's constantly over and over. Every one of these critters are put into check. Alex Jones came over and put the city into check in the 90s, right? Came over here and talked about fluoride. And what happened? Crickets. City council. Crickets. Right? They didn't know who Alex Jones was. They were some crazy guy, right? It happened in 2010, right? Nancy Battle came up and told them all, right? Everybody's been sending crap to the city council, and it's always happening. Right now, there's a lawsuit that's going on from 2019, right? So this is happening, right? And it's been happening, and it backs Lauren's position, right? But here in Fredericksburg, this is happening, right? So all of our election critters, all those great people, yeah, they're so friendly to stop in the hallway and talk to you. And they did such a great job, and they were always available. But did they count the vote, and were they responsible to that one job? No. But they blame the Trumpers. They blame this. They blame that. And it was all over fluoride, right? And a few people got together, and with enough stick-it-to-itness and barbs on their back, and I'm not saying that those people aren't going to get squashed. It's a damn possibility, but they did it, and they're doing it. And but being prepared, Alan and I were just talking about that. Alan, I still think running against that, tilting against the windmill, you might knock down the windmill. But is it time for us to just get prepared and weather the storm that's coming? Alan, what do you think?
Steve, unfortunately, at least in the area that I'm in, and from what I see hell around the globe, the machine that's been set in progress is well on its way. Stopping it is going to take a whole lot of stuff that none of us want to think about is going to have to be done, you know. But, you know, even if you look at the history that they've taught us, it does not end with these people just saying, oh, you don't like what we're doing? We're sorry. Here's all your stuff back. We'll leave. You go on and have a good life. You know, I'm sorry, folks. You know, that if I sound negative, it's reality. And if reality is negative, I choose not to live in the matrix. You know, can you win small victories, you know, in your local area? Can you have small setbacks in the progress of this frickin' tank in Tiananmen Square rolling towards you, standing in front of it? You might be able to, you know, maybe if they give you an RPG or a Laws rocket or something like that, you know. But it's not going to stop on their volition. It's been set in motion, and it's been going on a long time. It's like a steamroller coming at you. You can't just stick your foot out there and block it. You know, you're going to get squashed flat. Unfortunately, until a lot of people feel a whole lot of pain, like my brother
and there's his autistic the Sri Lanka niece
and his wife, and his wife who's a doctor, you know, they thought vaccines were great until their child became autistic, and she knows exactly what caused her child to become autistic, and she's a doctor. Okay, it's going to have to get very uncomfortable for enough people to wake up for anything to really get done.
Dang, we're out of time.
Sorry to end that way, folks. But take care.
At least we'll probably be back next week. That's what usually happens. Thanks for listening, Republic of Texas Radio.
Take care. Blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, We offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.